All right, ladies and gentlemen, Rob and Timmy Yu here for thepopbreak.com, and right now we are beyond honored, and coincidentally on Rusev Day, my man, can't beat that, to be talking with WWE superstar, multiple-time United States champion, actor, ladies and gentlemen, the super athlete himself, straight out of Bulgaria, please welcome Rusev. Rusev, how are you, man? How's everything?
What's going on? I wish I could hear straight out of Compton, but...
That's amazing. So right now you're killing it. You got a movie coming out. You're main eventing Monday Night Raw. We wanted to talk a little bit about how you got into the business. You know, you started out rowing, powerlifting, doing school sports. How did you make the transition to professional wrestling?
Well, I saw Hulk Hogan when I was 6 years old on TV, and that was it. I was just my eyes were drawn to Hulk Hogan as a professional wrestler. And I wanted to become a professional wrestler ever since. And that's when I started training. I went to I signed up for amateur wrestling, but I thought when I go in, because I thought wrestling is wrestling, and I was looking for a ring in the ropes, I didn't see any of that. They beat me up for 2 weeks and they quit. But yeah, that's how the journey began. Then I started bouncing from sport to sport, you know, judo, karate, basketball, and all the other stuff you were saying. And that got me ready, you know, athletic ability, which is in my family as well. My mom being a world champion rower. And, yeah, so that's how I started. It was a dream as a kid.
That's amazing, man.
Hey, Rusev, once again, thank you for your time. This is Tim here. So, listen, you've absolutely been crushing it, no pun intended, in WWE. Been main eventing Raw lately. Now, your recent movie coming out, another version of you. What are some of the parallels and differences between portraying your WWE persona and now acting in movies?
I mean, it's not different. It's still characters, well-played characters on TV, whether it's WWE or, you know, in movies. But, you know, in WWE, I just feel way more comfortable as of now because I've been doing for a long time, and I know who the Bulgarians do this. Whether they want me to be heartbroken, they want me to revenge story or destroy somebody in the ring, I know the character in and out. Yeah. Because it's pretty much based on me, you know, my, you know, just different stuff that's drawn motivation for. While on TV, you know, when you do different characters all the time, it's a lot more work, but it's a lot more challenging, and I think it's really cool. So with the story that we have to do with other versions of you, again, it's kind of like it was a glimpse in the future because I played it like you know, fan of TJ and back forth with TJ. It was like so weird. But I thought we did a good job. It was a great opportunity for me to show my acting skills and also just gave me the ability to, because I'm also an executive producer, to get behind the scene, you know, and trying to see how to create a movie, which is so challenging, but also it's so rewarding when you see the final product. And I'm so blessed and grateful that I got this great opportunity.
That's awesome, man, and I can't wait to check out the film. So, Rusev, obviously, you know, you're killing it in professional wrestling. You're acting in films. I got to ask you, do you play instruments or sing or do any sort of music or anything like that?
Well, a few years ago, I started playing a guitar because, I listened to, the Nirvana, the Unplugged album in New York.
Nice, that's a good one.
And, I loved every single song, and it just seems like he was just a man with a guitar and being able to do all these magical things. So, I bought myself a guitar and taught myself, you know, how to play a few of their songs, and it was pretty cool. And, then last year, I was bored for some reason, and I got into drums, so I went and bought myself the drums. And, I have a good friend of mine, Kent, who played with, Luke Bryan. He's getting a couple of lessons, and I just started jamming myself.
That's awesome, man. I'm a drummer over here, so I love hearing that. Drums
you are.
I'm a big drummer, man. I love it.
Man, you gotta show me something,
man. Hey, it would be an honor, yeah.
All right, so Rusev, you come in as a monster heel, crushing people, riding tanks to the ring. Now you're one of the more popular guys on the roster. What has that change been like for you?
No changes for me. I'm just being me. I feel like people, the WWE universe, and they just appreciate all my bodies of work that I've done and the commitment that I've done in every single character. Not character, but every single storyline that I've been put in, whether it's good, bad, different, or some just bad written stuff. I always I'm always committed 1,000%. So is CJ. So I feel like fans can see that and they appreciated it. And that's why, you know, just my popularity grew and we are what we are.
Yeah, hey, man, and that had to be awesome, though, riding that tank at WrestleMania. You can't beat that. So, obviously, you know, WrestleMania season's right around the corner here. Titles are changing left and right. Legends, we see, are coming back. You're one of the top guys on one of the top shows in the world right now. What are your goals now moving forward? You know, any legends you want to fight, or what are kind of, like, your goals right now?
Well, my goal is to get on TV, because I haven't been on TV in a while.
Right, yeah, okay, okay.
That's my goal. I just look at it for, you know, what is my next opportunity. I just wait for that, and I can't wait to crush, you know, pun intended. Pun intended, I don't know, who's to say?
Yeah.
You know, whatever they thought, I'm ready for it.
Ready to go, love it.
Awesome, so I got a two-part question for you. So the first one is, how often do you get back home to Bulgaria? And the second part is, what sort of real home cooking are you missing traveling for work and all?
Right, how much do you get home? Maybe once, twice at most a year, just because of our crazy schedule. Last time I was there, I was home for 36 hours in Bulgaria for my mom's birthday, but I wanted to surprise her. She deserves that because she's the best mother ever. So that was my last visit there, 36 hours. And other than that, I try to go with these before or after European tours, since we're already in Europe for as many days as I can to get off work. But lucky for me, my parents just came 3 days ago, and my mom is on a mission, of course, to bring it back to 315 pounds. And she's got an amazing cookie, man. I missed everything she does. Everything from, you know, the moutarde or just the eggs that she does, or the chicken soup, the lentil soup that she does, or the meatballs, or steaks, anything and everything. I think it's the best food ever.
Aww. Absolutely.
That's amazing, man. Now, Rusev, you became, I believe, a naturalized U.S. citizen in 2019. How big of an accomplishment was that for you, and how does that make you feel?
Oh, it's my biggest accomplishment in life.
Wow.
I've always admired the United States of America growing up. Every day I've seen on TV was the United States of America. So call it brainwash, call it whatever, call it destiny, but I knew the one that's going to come here. And just to be able to be called a U.S. citizen and American is the proudest thing I can probably say that I've achieved.
That's amazing. And Rusev, I do want to be respectful of your time. I appreciate so much a few minutes. We have a lot of indie, you know, talents on this show really trying to make names for themselves. What advice would you have for these guys and gals trying to get to the next level?
Commit. 1,000% commit. Don't give up. Work out. Work out and work out. I've seen a lot of people, a lot of wrestlers on the indie scene. They all want to be professional wrestlers and live their dream and go to WWE or AEW or whatever it is, but you have to look like a professional wrestler. And I'm currently, you know, I went back to, because I live now in LA, and I trained here when I first started at Fox Pro. So I'm pretty much there once or twice a week now. We help train, you know, the young kids, and they're hungry, man. They all want to make it, but at the same time, they're forgetting that they're supposed to look like professional wrestlers, not just knowing how to maneuver. That's not what it's all about. Learn psychology. Learn the way to carry yourself in the ring, outside the ring. Learn the business aspect. Don't let nobody screw with you. That's a lot of things that I just said, but...
Yeah. No, it's amazing.
Great advice. I mean, we're wrapping things up here. Is there anything that you want to promote right now?
I'm not much of a blogger, but let's see. We have a comic book coming out in a month or so. It was called Dark Country. I don't know what they changed in the last few. We got to stay updated for that, but it's pretty cool to hear. You know, Dream was always to be a comic book, so we jumped at the opportunity. Me, her, and Jason Starr jumped in, and we wrote the whole thing. Collabed on it, wrote it, we found a good illustrator, and the thing is ready to go in the month.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. I'm a big comic book guy. That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Sounds awesome. I'm excited for it.
And real quick, Rusev.
Yeah, this is just first of many.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Good to know. You heard it here first. And real quick, where can everyone follow you on social media, all that good stuff, Rusev?
IG, Rusev IG. Twitter is Rusev Bull, B-U-L. And I have a TikTok that I'm not too consistent, but
yeah.
I don't know where to find these dances, so I can start dancing to the devices to dance with the stars. But that's the Rusev Talk. Rusev C-O-K.
Love it. Well, we'll definitely be watching. And Rusev, keep playing those drums, man. I want to see a Rusev drum solo one day. And thank you so much for a few minutes. Best of luck moving forward. We really appreciate it, man.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Thank you for the opportunity to be on the show. God bless you. Best and we'll talk to you.
Thank you, man. God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, brother.